as we give thanks. So I've got the roving microphone here, and this is for anybody, young, old, whatever you are, whatever kind of cereal you are today, this is for you to share something you're thankful for. So who wants to start? You can raise your hand. Oh, right here in the front row. There you go.
I'm thankful for my family.
Sweet. Awesome. Awesome family. Thank you for that. Anybody else? Something they want to say thanks for? Yes. We'll be right with you. We'll be right with you.
My wife and I have been very thankful for people that have come together and helped us make this move possible. We're in the home stretch today. So, and we'd like to thank the people that have come forward and helped us pack boxes and haul things and in and out the various houses.
And do you need more help today? Could always use it. Always use more help. Okay. Yes. There you go.
I am thankful for my home.
There. Very nice. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Yes. Favorite holiday.
I'm thankful for my friends.
Excellent. Thank you. Yes, yeah.
The Holy Spirit.
Nice. Fantastic.
God.
There you go. Excellent. Excellent.
I'm very thankful for all of you. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you and all my prayers. I thank you for all your prayers for me. My daughter's house and land that her and her family own that I live on has sold, and God just did an amazing thing by selling it so fast. And now it's just continuing to figure out where I'm supposed to be and them also. And then, yes, the packing bit that the Harlans have experienced.
Okay, thank you, Mary.
I'm just thankful for music. That's boring, but
That's not boring. Are you kidding?
Maybe it's obvious in my case.
Especially today.
But I'm thankful for music and over the years and all the amazing things God's given us there.
And I'm thankful for you for directing today. Thank you for that. Pass that down.
I'm thankful that food tastes good.
Yes. I can relate to that Thanksgiving.
And I'm thankful for everybody here at the church who has supported Operation Christmas Child, but I have to call out two people, Kelly Johnson and Kristen McQuistion, that have taken the leadership of this project to a whole new level. And to their husbands who offer muscle. So if anybody wants to get in on that, thanks. You can offer your muscle on Monday, too.
I'm thankful for imagination.
Oh, excellent. That's the first time we've heard that one. I like that. Anybody, this side feels a little neglected.
I'm thankful for salvation God offered us.
Yes.
Especially for my father before he died.
Your father who gave his life to the Lord right before he passed away?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Awesome. Yes, anybody back here?
I am thankful for family.
Yes.
And food.
Yes. And football?
And football.
Okay, there you go. And faith?
I am thankful for Thanksgiving and that everybody has a great Thanksgiving.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for that. Do you have one right here?
I'm thankful for school.
Oh, God, I like that attitude. Did you hear that, kids?
I'm thankful for everything.
That covers it right there. That covers it. Pass that down.
I think it's good you mentioned music, Dave. Last night, Jay and I were at a Christmas concert. Sorry to mix the holidays on you, but some of the songs have been part of our soundtrack since we were in high school. And we were saying, you know, if you had told us back then, when we were not dating, that someday we'd be living in Seattle with our two children, probably would not have believed you. But we're so thankful that God led us here and for this family. And so many of you who have spoken into our lives, into our children's lives.
I'm just so thankful for answered prayer. About a year ago, I just about lost my dad, and I haven't seen a whole lot of improvement this past year. He's been on a feeding tube and was just back there last weekend, and he's eating for the first time in a year.
Wow.
I just think that's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Thank you, Robin.
I'm so thankful for the staff of this church who serve us in so many ways, and I'm so thankful for the unity of this congregation in the midst of a divided world. It does give us hope.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'm thankful that we serve a God who's so big that we have nothing to fear, because everything can be used in his power for good.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that encouragement.
I'm thankful for my kind, loving, patient, helpful husband who's helping me through a challenging time.
Good job. Good job. Fantastic. We're all jealous. No. Can I pass that down?
I'm thankful for our family.
Oh, that's sweet. Sweet. We should record that.
So 19 years ago today, we were blessed with a 9-pound, 4-ounce, 4, 9-4, healthy, bouncy baby boy. 20 minutes ago, Carol says. Anyway, we are so thankful for our boy, and what a great young adult he's grown up to be.
And he's still bouncing.
Yep.
Good job. Good job. Anybody else? You want to pass that down?
I'm thankful for my parents that passed on the good news to me, and then we can continue to do it with our kids and our grandkids. And the love of Jesus that passes joy on always.
Amen. Dave doesn't have his hand up, but he's in the back hiding. So I'm going to thankful for you, Dave. Because Dave's one of those guys that just serves the Lord so faithfully behind the scenes. And then also, you know, whenever there's something big, a leadership role, he just jumps right in. So I'm thankful for you, Dave. And I want to give you the microphone.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. I would just say this. Looking back in my life, I'm just grateful for the followers of Christ that that took the opportunity and had the courage to approach me and share their faith with me, especially at times when I certainly didn't want to hear it, and their persistence, and then God's desire to chase me and to bring me into the family. So I think I'm thankful for them.
He's still chasing you.
Yes.
And we would need to be in prayer for John and Dory today. And John's been back in the hospital, back and forth this week. He's completed his chemo, his radiation. And as they told him, this would be the worst part right now when it's all over. And just a lot of suffering going on right now for John and Dory. And I wonder, if you wouldn't mind praying for them and maybe sharing anything that we don't know about.
Yeah, he's just had a real rough week. And it's not over, so we'll pray. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being part of this family. We thank you for Dory's perseverance and for the little teeny bit of sleep she got last night, first time in days. Pray for his perseverance for John, that he will continue having the desire and the will to persevere, and for the doctors and the nurses and hard to see him the way he is right now. He looks like a completely different person, but we just pray for his continued healing. And we know this is actually the really close to the time where it starts going uphill. So we just really pray for our brother. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Dale. Appreciate that. Okay. Yes.
So I see every year that we've done this that there's a lot of like a lot of suffering going on in the church and then a lot of happiness that goes on in the church, and everyone shares these things this time of year. But I'm really thankful to have a place where people can share those things, because that's pretty special that everyone can have a chance to have the microphone and share what's going on and be prayed for. So super thankful for that.
Amen. Excellent. Anybody else? Yes.
I'm thankful for you. You're a wonderful emissary of God's word. You're a beautiful spokesman for our church as our leader. And you're easy to talk to. You're easy to approach. And I am very thankful that you're here. You're our pastor and our leader, and you can pay me later.
Thank you, George. Very nice. Checks in the mail. Anybody else? Okay, you haven't said anything yet. There's some people that you know you can just give them the microphone, and they're going to come up with something even as it's being passed to them.
I haven't said anything because I'm a real big baby about this stuff.
Oh.
There's so many things to be thankful for. God's grace being chief among them.
Mm-hmm.
And my little girls, my Sunday school class. Just this whole fellowship, we are so blessed to have each other.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I thank you all for being here this morning, because it just warms my heart to come and have a full room and have the young people here, and they're busy worshiping and leading in worship. And Malia, you get a bonus point for singing this morning. Anyway, I feel so blessed by this congregation. Yes. I feel very at home here, and not everyone has that privilege when they attend church, but this is such a warm, loving fellowship.
Amen. Anybody else?
I'm thankful for our women's Bible study group. They have been such encouragement to me over the years, and I just am so blessed by each one of them, and I'm just so grateful that we have that.
I'm thankful for love, the love of my husband and the love of God, and that love gives us each new day a second chance to try again and walk with God, and he just refreshes us with his love so we can pour it out on the people around us.
Excellent. Thank you. Anybody else?
I'm really thankful for all of our youth group leaders, with Mark and Carol and Brian and Chloe and all of them, and Brian and Hannah, because they give us mentorship and they also give us friendship, and they really create an environment that we all want to go to and that fosters really good relationships.
Thank you, Grace. I think you speak for a lot of the students here. All of them, actually. And some of the parents, too. Anybody else? Anybody else want to close us out? Brad, I almost passed it to you earlier.
So on the way here, we were having a talk in our car right here about the journey of what God has had us on as a family, and just I'm thankful for him bringing us back to this church and to the body. It's been missed, and God's will is a hard one to listen to when it supersedes your own will, and having the discernment and lack of sometimes of trying to follow God's will is probably one of the most challenging things as a dad and a husband, and trying to lead your family and always trying to be right and hoping that God's
always trying.
Always
did you
right.
say always trying to be right?
Okay. Yes.
I thought that's what you said. I can identify with that.
So I am thankful that my will is not always right, but God's will is always right.
Amen.
So
that's
thank
great.
You for letting me close out.
And welcome back. All right. Well, let's pray, and then we'll have our last song. Dear Father God in heaven, you've heard all these words, all these things we're thankful for, so many things we're thankful for, oh God, and you've enriched our lives with your presence, with your love. You've enriched our lives with each other, that we can be a family that grows up together and our kids grow up together and we love and care for each other. And you've given us courage to follow you, and that's not always easy to try to be your representatives in our families and in our workplaces and in the different places where we live and work, and yet you are there with us, guiding us every step of the way. And so, Lord, we just give you thanks. We just pray that these words of thanks would rise up to you, O God, and you, Holy Spirit, and that you would be pleased and you would be glorified, because we love you and we just express to you all of our hearts. And Lord, there's a lot of people that didn't say anything, but they were thinking and praying in their own hearts. And so, Lord, receive these thanks as well. We just pray all this in Jesus' wonderful and powerful name. Amen.
Amen. Well, is there anyone we can compare God to? No, he's no one like our God. So let's stand together as we sing this song that usually we just sing on Youth Sunday, but Mike said, do some youth group songs. So we're going to do a loud one again. And so there's no one like our God. This opening line I'm going to sing, and you're going to sing it back loudly.
There is no one like you. There is no one like you. There is no one like you. You are more beautiful.
on a Sunday morning where we had a lot of likes, that was the best one of all because there is no one like our God. I'm going to ask Noelle to come forward, and Colin, can you help protect her? Maybe just come on up. And Noelle's going to be up here, and if you filled out your whole insert and you get all the words on there correctly, then you can find her up here in a line can form down the center aisle, and do not hurt this woman. We need her here at the church, and that's Tanner's mom. So do you need to help protect her, Tanner?
No, he's
going to. Oh, okay, that's not helpful. That's not helpful. Well, dear Father God in heaven, thank you again for being with us in this fun service, this Thanksgiving service. We look forward to this week as a lot of us will be with family members, with friends, celebrating, enjoying our faith and our family and our food and our football. And so, Lord, we just give you this week that you'd be glorified in it. And thank you for the family that we have here. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And everybody said, amen. All right, line forms here.